Abreaction. As highlighted earlier, abreactions are the reliving of traumatic earlier life experience. Repressed material originating from the unconscious comes to the surface for resolution. Abreactions can often be dramatic as the emotion of trauma is so severe that it has previously been blocked out through amnesia as a survival or defense mechanism by the client. Abreactions can occur spontaneously, but sometimes they can be provoked deliberately or inadvertently by the therapist. A therapist should be sufficiently experienced and skilled in the field before attempting to utilize this technique deliberately. Clients known or identified to have serious psychopathology and or severe trauma should not be considered for a facilitated abreaction. Patients for whom a deliberately regressed abreaction is appropriate may need to have the process repeated a few times until almost no emotion is evoked by this regression. When an abreaction occurs unexpectedly, it can be very unsettling for both the client and the therapist. Hence, the therapist should remain calm and detached from the experience whilst maintaining control of the situation and provide support to the client as they abreact. Once an abreaction occurs, patients usually remember the event, although sometimes spontaneous amnesia can also happen. When clients abreact, they release energy that was previously used to repress the difficult events, and this can also result in generation of new insights or information on the problem. This new release of energy and related insights can then be applied and directed into achieving positive outcomes to help resolve the problem. So at the end of the abreaction, the therapist should begin to consider various therapeutic techniques or interventions to help the patient. At this stage, more than any other, the patient feels most vulnerable. Hence, the client should not be sent home until the therapist can utilize the experience and reframe or resolve it in some way, so that the patient leaves with new helpful beliefs and or insights. Different techniques and interventions can be applied to help a client who is abreacting, and these will be discussed in more detail below. However, one procedure which should be a matter of consistent standard practice is establishing a safe, secure place. This should be done with all patients before each main hypnotic induction. The importance of this becomes especially important with patients who have abreact. These safety measures can give both patients and therapists confidence that they have tools at their disposal should the patient at any time feel uncomfortable. Care has to be taken in communicating this message gently to clients so they do not misinterpret it as an embedded command. Usually traumatic memories, for example, abreactions, have a cast of characters. In the case of abuse, it may be a single person. In other cases, it may be a number of people, for example, childhood memory of being laughed at school. The client will often have intense negative feelings towards these characters, such as anger, hate, and revenge. These negative feelings should be reframed to help heal the memory, for example, converting the hatred to forgiveness, or if this is not possible, then help to at least change it to a less negative emotion, for instance, dislike, or even understanding. Dissociation methods are designed to purposely help patients manage feelings. Hence, they can be very useful in assisting clients cope with the very strong negative feelings that are generated by an abreaction. The further the patient can be led to dissociate from the traumatic memory, the more remote the negative feelings will become. A very good technique to achieve dissociation is visual kinesthetic dissociation pattern. Hand in hand with this approach is assisting patients to modulate the submodalities of a negative memory, thereby increasing the dissociation and lessening its intensity. For example, by changing the memory from colour to black and white, or varying the focus from clear to fuzzy, altering the distance from close up to far away, lowering the sounds from loud to quieter, etc. Once the above interventions have helped to neutralise the negative emotion of an abreaction, then, if appropriate, the memory can be replaced by positive feelings using techniques such as a swish pattern, which we'll do later on. As a note of caution, one technique that should not be used with clients who have abreacted is teaching them self-hypnosis. Some patients may be very willing and keen to help themselves, but the last thing any therapist wants is for these patients to go home with tools that enable them to regress themselves back to another abreaction. A better approach would be to prescribe a suitable task, which is metaphorical in nature, that can help the patient build on the progress and positive learnings generated during the session with the therapist. For example, a task requiring the patient to clear out or tidy up their garage or cluttered room. In conclusion, Sigmund Freud wrote, "What is essential to remember from early childhood has been retrained in screen memories. The analyst's task is one of knowing how to extract it. Clearly important memories, whether they arise from childhood or the later on in life, can carry with them a lot of emotion. As emotion is the rawest material a therapist has to work with, then whether such memories arise unexpectedly or deliberately from suppressed or repressed events, including abreactions, they can provide an opportunity for new positive insights and so helpful positive change for the patient. Simultaneously, for the therapist, they can offer challenges that need to be met with confidence, calmness, and objectivity." So let's now look at dealing with abreaction. When a client experiences emotions that are attached to long repressed memories, the event can be extremely dramatic and, to a degree, quite daunting for the therapist. The importance of the therapist remaining calm and reassuring is paramount as he or she continues to speak to the client in a voice which is calming and confident. Explain to the client that the event being experienced is of importance and that there is no need to fear it, as it is but a memory. Initially it was frightening, but having survived the original event, there is no question of it having power to harm ever again. Now in the light of conscious awareness, it has entirely lost its power to hurt. Before initiating a regression session with a client, I make a provision, for example, of suggesting that if I place my hand on his forehead, then he will immediately return to his place of safety that has been provided before the regression. This can be a garden or a beach. It doesn't matter so long as the client feels safe and secure. Having calmed the situation and restored the client to a relaxed state, I will then invite the client to return to the scenario which frightened him. The difference, however, is that first I explain the importance of reviewing the event in order that it can be reframed and resolved. The use of visualization can include dissociative techniques, perhaps a video of the event, suggesting to the client that he has a remote control with which the video can be freeze-framed, stopped, reversed, or progressed. The more control that can be suggested, the more comfortable the client will feel, and in this way, he or she will feel in control over the past problem area. Approach the situation by degrees, perhaps allowing the sound of someone just speaking about the events, or perhaps looking at the scene from far away. As he draws nearer, the event can be run through with the clients actually in the picture at first. Then little by little, the scene can be added to at a more comfortable pace, including the introduction of the client into the scenario. And now that you really do know what is occurring there, you are able to see yourself very clearly in that place at that time. On the count of three, you will be there, at that place, at that time. This is one way to guide the client into the scenario. There are so many ways that this situation can be approached, limited only by the imagination and expertise of the therapist. You will be there to determine how we will need to tailor your approach in a professional and reassuring manner. I know, and you know too, that this event at this time and place is very important and significant to you. And I would like you to take me along with you as you experience now the whole event. But because I am not able to see or hear what is happening or know about your feelings and emotions, please help me by telling me what is happening and how you're feeling. There is nothing here that can harm you, and I want you to know that I am with you here and you are quite safe. Calming clients in this way is of paramount importance. Calm is the key. With the understanding that no harm can come to your client here as he releases what is after all emotion that has been contained harmfully for so long, the abreaction is a release, and to you, the therapist, the most potent indicator that significant progress is occurring.